All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, a member of the Nation Network of podcasts and delivered by DoorDash. 1 hour of straight hockey talk with Dan, Rick, Tyler, and Bag Milk starts now.
No, there's no Tyler today, is there?
No.
No, there's not. Just Bag Milk, Dan, Rick, and our boy Liam stepping in, or as you may have heard in past podcasts, Superior Tyler. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here, Liam.
Happy to be here.
Oilers Nation Radio, episode 187. Going to kick it off as we always do with our friends with a delicious debate for our friends at Oodle Noodle. They got the new location opened up in Fort Saskatchewan this past week. Aaron Ridge, that one's out in St. Albert. That's new. Airdrie, new. Locations open up everywhere. As always, if you're hungry this afternoon, this weekend, DoorDash, that's where you find Oodle Noodle. You don't got to leave your house. You don't got to put pants on. DoorDash, bring it right to your door. Got it? Good. Today, for the delicious debate, I'm looking back on last weekend's Nation vacation, friends. We went down to Calgary, first time down there in a couple of years. We don't need to talk about the result.
No.
But we do need to talk about the vacation. We're going to get to that a little bit later. So the delicious debate this week, since we're allowed to have fun when Tyler's not here.
Yes.
What is your ideal Nation vacation? Now, it doesn't have to be a hockey game, but where a group of us can go somewhere to watch a sporting event. We've got Nashville coming up. When is that, Dan? Next week?
April the 12th to 15th.
Coming up right away. 2 weeks. You guys are going to Nashville. That's going to be a good time. We've gone to Vegas. We've gone to Calgary. Does that count as a vacation? We're staying at the Best Western downtown. I don't know.
Feels like it.
I feel like that's the Nation road trip. Could be and Nation vacation.
Okay.
Two different.
Okay. So that'll be a Nation road trip, but we're going to stick with my delicious debate anyway. Where is the ideal? Actually, I'm going to do it two parts. One, hockey. And then two, another sport. Any other sport, whatever it is. Where is the ideal place that we should go for a Nation vacation, Dan?
I think that the hockey one has to be, I want to say, like, is it Bern, Switzerland for the Spengler Cup?
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think that'd be a really neat trip. Or Davos. Yeah, you're right. Davos. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Davos. The wooden one there with all the glass and the fixtures and everything. So that would be my hockey one. My non-hockey one, I actually just tried to sell Jay on before the podcast started. I'd love to see us go see the F1 race in Vegas.
Yeah, first, that'd be cool.
First nighttime race in Vegas. And
they're doing it on the strip, right?
F1 race since the 1980s. Yes, that's going to be, it's going to go right in front of the Bellagio down to the Wynn on the strip.
I wonder what they're going to, you have to imagine, I would think, that they're going to close off the bridges, the pedways over the strip.
No, I heard that they're going to let everybody just kind of mosey around, just be drunk all the time and
Because, like,
yeah, but you're right. Yes.
Obviously,
there's going to be.
You can't have a guy whipping through at 200 miles an hour and some fucking shitbag yeah. up there on the Pedways
trying to run across the road to get out of the way.
Drops a nice tall boy.
Yeah, or just like his guitar full of Slurpee, boozy Slurpee. Yes. He's like, ah.
You know? Yeah, there's going to have to be some control for sure.
Just pressing the button, hoping to get the walk guy to walk yeah. across the street. Like, what is going on with this thing?
I'm standing here for 2 hours, man.
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to go to Planet Hollywood. All right, I like that one. So you got F1. And I actually really like Davos. That's a really good pick.
Thanks.
Liam, coming to you next. Ideal nation vacation, hockey, and then another sporting event.
Okay, so hockey. How about Anaheim? Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Everybody has a good time at Disneyland. I heard it's the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, I've been there, and I was the happiest I've ever been.
How old were you?
21.
Yes.
All been downhill since 21.
Since then.
Got it. That makes sense.
It's been 4 years.
Oh.
Okay.
5 years.
5 years. 5 years of unhappiness for me.
That's just it?
Sorry, Andrew.
Rains and cloudiness. Yeah, buddy, wait till you get in the back half of your 30s. Every day is a shit day. My back doesn't hurt, then that's already a good day. All right, anyway, go on.
And then the other one, non-hockey event?
Yeah.
I mean, the Super Bowl would be great.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which city, though?
Where is it this year? Vegas, I think the next one is.
I think
it?
So, yeah.
I mean, that'd be unreal.
But that would be unreal.
To Vegas.
Yeah, Detroit. Let's do Detroit.
I am a Lions fan.
There you go.
Unfortunately, so my life has definitely been miserable just because of that. Mm-hmm. And an Oilers fan.
I thought you were going to say World Cup.
That's rough.
Yeah, but I've been to that before.
Oh, wow. Been okay. To, wow. Fucking humble brother.
Doesn't want any of us to come join him anymore.
Not a World Cup, but I've been to a soccer game. I've never been to an NFL.
I getcha.
So.
That's fair.
But wouldn't World Cup just be like that much better?
Yeah, but.
Or would it be annoying because there's too many people? I was trying to think about that.
Too many people? No. I don't think so.
It might be.
But could you imagine like a 90,000 seat stadium and everyone's just singing?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is like, what's the
biggest? That part would be cool. That part's cool.
Yeah. But leaving
what's
the arena.
What's not so good is when it's time to go home.
True. Or a fire drill.
It and just it's reminds
3 hours to go from your seat to like just outside the parking gates.
That's
like, it's
what
bad enough
about.
To try and get out of the Saddle Dome and there's 12 fucking people there.
And you have like 8 minutes to get to the bus before.
I was just thinking about when I went to see Guns N' Roses at Commonwealth, it took forever to get out of that stadium. Forever.
You're just basking in the glow.
What, do you drive there?
What, Commonwealth?
Yeah.
No, I was trying to get into the LRT. I couldn't get into the LRT.
Oh, no, dude, No, you go for like a little walk and you hit like the next spot on the LRT. You cannot go to that spot. Nuh-uh. Well, that's a rookie move, sir.
Well, listen, I was not firing on all cylinders.
But that's what you do. So you go out towards that, you go past that LRT system, and then I believe you walk south. And there's a liquor store.
South, when you go into that Legion?
No, there's a liquor store. There's a liquor store down there. You grab a couple walkers, and then you go like walk down 102 Ave because you know, the
walkers.
Police aren't there. They'll be watching. The police are going to be watching 104
allegedly
and Jasper.
Allegedly in Rick's opinion.
You got to figure out where you can walk with these stuff, man.
Well, that's true. I had myself a little walkabout in Calgary on Saturday night. So.
True. I wasn't sure we were going to find you ever again.
We'll get there. Rick, your ideal nation vacation for hockey and why just another sport?
So I think I've been on the majority of them.
Yep.
And Vegas has the ultimate for us. Okay. It's got the weather. It's got the booze you can walk around with. You can just do whatever you want. Like, that is, there's like no rules.
Mm-hmm.
We need that. There's stairs, which keeps us, you know, walking up and down
keep
stairs.
Stair club.
You know, there's, I don't know how many Taco Bell cantinas are out in this world, but there's one in Vegas.
Yep.
So I think the hockey one.
Just to recap for anybody listening.
MPF checks.
Rick's list of what's important on a nation vacation. Taco Bell cantina.
Yeah.
Being able to walk around with booze without rules.
Yeah, but cheap too, right? You hit the CVS and you get like a tall boy for like $4.69 or something like that.
And the last thing you said, sorry, was important for a nation vacation for you. P.F. Chang's.
Oh, no, we need the stairs too, so work us off.
Yeah. That's fair.
And the weather.
Well, the weather's there, yeah.
You know, but we were there for St. Paddy's there a couple of years ago. We opened the cabana. It was week one of the pool, and there we were. We had our own cabana. We were running the show.
Brooke's out there somewhere.
She's probably been waiting for us.
Yep. Where did those guys go?
And Dan, you know what? You nailed it with Davos.
Thanks.
Davos would be awesome.
For the record, I just want to go over there somewhere into Europe where it's loud and rambunctious.
Yeah.
I know Latvians are supposed to be crazy.
They are.
I can throw down with those guys, and I'm fairly certain the rules over there are probably pretty relaxed, too. Prague would be a hell of a time.
Even when the Oilers played in Germany.
Yes, that was
Ryan Jones. That place was not
well. That's yeah. I wish mean, I went. Like that's like Europe does. I was there, and like the crowd, Humble the crowd back. Behind the nets were fighting each other, like yelling at each other, Buffalo going back and forth. It was so good.
Oh,
it was
let's
so
go.
Much fun. Yeah, it was awesome. That. Europe does hockey well.
Sports well.
Sports. Wow,
it's true.
You really do. What is what
we're
is
quiet,
that?
That's all.
Explain this to us. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do the chance?
Because we sit on our hands too much.
It costs too much to go to games.
What?
Like, in England,
explain.
It's like £10 to go to a soccer game, and you can go and see.
Do you
like,
have decent seats?
Yeah. Like
so £10, what, like $20?
$20. And but you can just go, and then everyone there is just drinking, like I was, and I was like 12. But you
yeah,
go,
of course you were.
Yeah,
like,
I was.
Yeah, exactly. They hand you a pint when you walk in.
But Liam, correct me if I'm wrong, the stakes are higher in a football game.
Yeah, because you can have stuff like... Like the Oilers were bad forever, but there's no consequences.
Exactly,
you were rewarded for being bad. In England, if you're bad, you get relegated.
But those teams are, those fans are still going nuts.
Yeah,
but it's responsibility as a fan.
They are 1-27. They know they're going down, and those fans are still out there, and they're going nuts like it's the first game or the championship game every fucking time. And here we are going, no, we're upset about this, that, and the other thing. It's silly. You're being a fan, right? That's short for fanatic. There's nothing logical about being a fanatic. Go in there, yell louder than me, and have a good fucking time.
I got three chants that I'm taking credit for at Calgary going. I tried to get three going here in Edmonton at the last game for Ben, of all people, and everybody stared at me like I had 18 heads on my head.
Dude, Connor McDavid came out for the first game of the year 2 years ago or something like that, and they announced him, and nobody stood up. I stood up. Nuge got his 700th game recognition the other game, and 12 people stood up. Yeah. I was one of 12.
Waz was the other one. So that's
yeah, I agree.
But Waz was standing up for the wrong reasons.
Why was he standing up?
He was standing up because he was cheering for somebody else came back to the lineup or something. I can't remember what his what was his thing. He said he was like celebrating something completely different. And nobody around him was like listening to him. Anyways,
Waz does march to the beat of his own drum right now.
I dig it.
Waz is his own drum.
I like it.
So, Rick, though, your answer is to go back to
somewhere. So we need Vegas. We need Vegas involved.
Vegas is great.
And I, you know what, whether it be Super Bowl, NHL game, F1 race, no problem. But then we ship over to Europe, and I want to go watch some. And you know what? I'd be fine watching a soccer game out there. I want to go to a sporting event where it's balls to the wall. Everyone's having a great time, and you got pretty much no rules in town.
My ideal hockey trip, I think, I'd love to go to Chicago. I haven't been to Chicago.
Great place to see a
game. I'd love to go see a game at Madison Square Garden. That'd be cool. We tried to do a nation vacation to New York a couple years ago. Remember, Dan? Yeah. But then as we were putting the math together, we're like, this is the most expensive trip of all time. You can't do it.
Hotels are the key.
Yeah, hotels are the key. So I would say maybe New York or Chicago. I think that'd be super cool. Two classic teams. Great barns. And for my other sports somewhere else, just to be different, how about going to New Zealand to an All Blacks game?
I thought about that too.
That'd be really dope. Cool. I'd love to see the haka in person. Be so much fun.
Do we get to stay in the basement of Sam or Josh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you get to pee on their floor.
Oh, on their table. Yeah, that's fine.
We'll be all coming around.
Yep.
There you go. I'd like to hear from you guys, though, on the Oodle Noodle Delicious debate. One, where would be the best place you'd love to go to a hockey game? I'm also jealous you guys are going to Nashville. I'm not going to be on this trip.
That's
supposed to be super fun to go to a game in Nashville. Two, what other sporting event would you like to go to? And where? And where?
Just doing a little free market research for us.
Yeah.
I bet golf would be fun.
Do you want to have fun?
Masters?
No, you want to go to the waste management.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
If you want to go have fun. Hole I want to go, 17? Yeah. 16.
Oh, okay.
Go throw beers at them as they train
it. That's the one to go to, I think, if you're going to go. I think
for us,
standing
yes.
and walking, though, you know? You
no, but golf. Dude, so they get there at like 5 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch black, and there's thousands of people, and they just kind of pull the markers out of the way, and it is a sprint to wherever you want to go. Dudes sprint to hole 16, and they spend the whole damn day there.
So my dad went to the British Open in 2005, and it was in this place called Southport, and it's like on the coast. and it was the windiest, wettest day ever.
Yeah, that's...
And there's like pictures of him, you see, and him and his dad are just stood there like so miserable in his raincoats.
I am having fun.
Yeah, and it's just like, wow, you paid a lot of money. It's like a 2-hour drive and you just got absolutely soaked for an entire day, and then they drove home.
One of the most fun...
Oh, that'd be a terrible ride home.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's a rough ride home. One of the most fun sporting events that I ever went to was a full day, I don't remember, it was a 2-day test, watching a 2-day test cricket match in when I was in Australia. And
did you know what was going on?
Day two I did, but day one I was just like, okay, I don't know any of the rules. I was staying with a couple of Aussie dudes at that time. They're like, wake up, it's time to go for the cricket. And I'm like, it's 7 a.m. They're like, we got a drink. And I'm like, okay. So then we were just sitting out there just getting absolutely bamboozled all day watching cricket. I didn't know what was going on until probably hour four. And then they're like, all right, we're back again tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow? He's like, buddy, this is a 5-day test. We're only going to 2 days. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. But they do it right. The sport is almost secondary. You're sitting out in the sun, having cocktails.
That's like listening to like Sam and Josh.
Yeah.
When they start talking about after they won like the league
Aussie
or
rules.
Whatever.
Aussie rules, yeah.
And their celebration is like 2 weeks long. And it's like the first Monday is like this. And the second Thursday is this. It's all specific things you have to do. It sounds like a hell of a time though.
It was like, and this also was just a nothing. It was like almost a friendly. There was nothing to it. It was just an excuse. I don't remember. Sri Lanka, I want to say maybe.
Big rivals?
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I learned a lot about it. Learned about the sport. It's a cool sport. It's a neat sport. It's fucking weird, though. They're, like, hammering that ball. They've got nobody's wearing gloves, and they're all just, like, taking it, like, yeah! It's like, oh, my God.
So it's a lot. I used to play cricket.
Did you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You don't want to catch that thing. Cause it's just, like, a leather ball of cork.
Yeah.
And you're smashing that thing. People are bowling at 100 miles per hour, and then they're hitting it, and it's coming out way faster.
It's like taking the tennis ball to the face when you're playing street hockey in, like, maybe, like, mid-October.
That's one of those ones, too, where another thing we did was because I was there with a buddy, we're obviously Canadian, we're behind, like, they're like, what are the Canadians doing here? So we got to try batting cricket.
Yeah.
What a fucking weird thing is.
Who threw the ball?
There was this, it was like a club team guy, and he's like, I'm going to throw you a couple of different, or I'm going to bowl you a couple of different ones. One was just kind of like a straight down speeder, and you're like, okay, like, I can see how this would go. And then he did like some kind of spinny one where he threw it way behind me somehow. So I'm right-handed, and he threw it behind me somehow, and it bounced in front of me and hit the fucking wickets. I'm like, how are you supposed to hit this thing?
So we've always talked about taking on like an actual pitcher, right?
Yeah.
So you've actually had at least a little bit of a taste of that.
Yeah, a bowler, though.
He wasn't a pro. He was just like a club team kind of guy.
But still good.
He made me look dumb.
But still really good. And then, best of the best are even that much better.
And then he kept getting mad at me because I was swinging the cricket bat like a baseball bat. I don't know. He's like, no, it was more like a golf club. I'm like, oh, okay.
Swing again?
Yeah. But when I connected, though, let me tell you, which wasn't very often. Anyway, I want to hear from you again. Where would you like to see an Oilers game? Anywhere on earth, if you had your pick. Maybe you'd take, we were just watching the Heritage Classic from Winnipeg. It was a long bus ride to get there, but we went.
It was a good time.
Maybe you want to go to a Heritage Classic.
Terrible,
maybe you want to go to
downtown.
A Super Bowl, like Liam. Oh, well, that pizza was, I still remember.
Terrible.
It was the worst piece of pizza. It was one of the top five worst things I've ever had in my mouth.
Fair.
That didn't say a lot either. Anyway, I still want to hear from you. Hit us up, Owen Radio Podcast. Moving on, I want to give a quick shout out again to DoorDash. We're talking about the Oodle Noodle Delicious Debate. It's Friday afternoon. You've worked enough this week. Download the app, DoorDash. Ding dong. Get yourself something to eat. Good? Good. Getting back to the Oilers, we did go down to Calgary real briefly. I don't know if I've ever been to a game where there was 14 goals scored in regulation, obviously. But it was fun to be there, but also heartbreaking at the same time. What do you guys make of it?
Well, the Flames fans that are up in the press level are usually one of two kinds of fans. They're either like insufferable or they're really smart and really witty with their chirps. And we had a couple people behind us that were actually pretty witty, and it was kind of annoying that.
What did you hear?
Well, I don't know. They had some good retorts for stuff, especially once Mikko got pulled. They had a lot to say about Mike Smith.
A lot of fucking ammunition on both those guys, though, yeah. To be fair.
Yeah, they gave them plenty of stuff to work with. Like, and every time we got a little bit of momentum.
You were down the road from us, though. I was, so maybe you heard different things. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't think I heard anything that was all that clever.
No.
There was a group
that probably also would not give them the credit that I...
Yes. There was a group that snuck down to the lower bowl after the first period that was really clever. So I was glad that they left.
They were running away from us. They were scared.
We are quite a formidable force. Like I was messaging with people that were watching the game at home, and they said they could hear us pretty clearly. The Oilers fans were loud.
It's fun to yell in there. It's fun to cause ruckus.
It is,
you know,
because everybody gets
many,
going.
Yeah, not very many people refer to me as quiet. So
no, watching a game with Rick is an experience no matter where you're at, but it's even more so in a different barn.
Yeah,
and that one is just—it's like your blood boils.
Yep. And not only are the Oilers losing in Calgary, the arena is such a shithole that you have to walk 30 minutes to get to your seats in the first place.
And it's so hard to get beer.
Nothing flows.
That's the beer guy won't come up that high.
You can't go grab a beer and go to the bathroom in an intermission and get back to your seat.
To be fair to the beer people that are walking around those staircases, though, that staircase I wouldn't want to try and climb with a tray of beers in my hand.
Yeah,
so I was sitting on the edge.
Yeah.
And I probably caught 4 or 5 people at least falling.
It was like a slip and slide those stairs.
Well, you went down a couple more rows and people were like going right on their ass.
They asked for this, though. The last time we were there, they had paint on the steps and it was yellow paint and it was fine. It was chipped, but it was fine. This time, they put tape on the stairs. They put yellow tape on it and that made it slipperier somehow. I don't know how it got slipperier, but it did.
Our shoes were all wet, so that tape goes away real fast. Now you're just making, now you're just making a slip and slide.
It was, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, it's as if they're like, what can we do to make this a little bit more difficult for people to survive?
I don't know.
There has to be bodies up there. There has to be.
I don't know where you put them, though. You got to, like, just pull them down the stairs a bit. You probably just tuck them under where where you start walking back up.
And better instructions on where your friend Bagmill can find the bus.
The bus is in the exact same spot as every single year.
Not giving you that one, Bag Milk. Sorry, bud.
I don't think you were looking for the bus.
That bus parking spot has been the same bus parking spot since I started working at the Nation.
I'm fairly certain when Jay was talking to you, you said you were by a boat.
There was only 2 buses, Bag Milk.
Yeah, there was only 2.
The buses weren't, like, the bar buses weren't there. 32.
Yeah.
Listen.
The bar buses didn't show up today.
I went on an adventure, and I regret nothing.
As you should.
I maintain my perfect streak of missing the bus after the game.
So before the game, you missed the bus for a second too, though. When we were at Last Best.
It's true.
We lost contact with you.
Yeah. You ran into your buddy and you guys went upstairs and sat at the bar.
So you were upstairs when Jay went looking for you. Gotcha.
Yeah, it was.
We had to pull the bus around the block.
You melded into everything. We couldn't find you anywhere. At that point too, you were in decent shape.
The crown was already being fitted.
Like, whatever story you want to put at the end of that would have been like, yeah, no, I can see that happening. Like, literally, we started looking down the street and there was construction. And I'm like, I honestly, Bag Milk could be anywhere right now.
I could have just started walking. I am the wind. I did walk back into downtown from the arena. Got back there.
It's true.
I just took the wrong turn on the way. Ended up walking about 11 kilometers that night.
Made some friends along the way.
I did make some friends along the way. I want to give a shout out to one special friend I met. He was wearing about 15 gold chains and had a suit on of what appeared to be alligator. So how am I not going to talk to that guy? Anyway, there you go. Any other takeaways from the Nation Roadie down to Calgary?
Nope.
Look, that game up until Evander got stopped.
Yeah.
That game was fun.
It was.
Okay. I know it sucked. Like, we're down by 2, I think twice at that point or something like that.
You pointed it out, Rick. Up until that breakaway that we didn't hit the net on, and then they came down and scored, where it would have been 6-6.
Yeah, the Evander came when Puljujärvi said it, gave it
up
to
Evander. Up until
that
point, I had all the faith in the world that this was going to turn into a 9-8 overtime win for the Oilers.
On my bus, home the next day, I was looking at my phone.
Because that's all anybody did, by the way.
Your boy Bagmilk did some unlucky live bets about the second intermission. So I don't know where I was at that point.
Second intermission.
Otherwise known as
you were looking for beer. You might have just been in the beer line and you got bored.
Yeah. Anyway, happens those did not go well.
I can just imagine Bag Milk like Ted and Marshall in that episode of How I Met Your Mother when they go to the concert with Lily and they like smoke a little bit of something. And they're like, oh, you've been gone for hours, and they've been gone for 5 minutes and just walking around in the same circle. It's all I can see in my
head. That was him, like...
The whole weekend?
Before the game 4 started. PM. The sun 4 was PM. Still out. They had the wine skin going.
Wine skin is legendary.
We were in a special, like, seating area, and Bag Milk made friends with so many Flames fans.
Yeah.
Yep. I also heard we had a friend walk past who was with Bag Milk for a little while, and this is actually in the second intermission, I believe. He walked past us and, oh, hey guys, I ran into Bag Milk downstairs. He just wandered into a suite.
I love going into suites at the Saddle Dome. You poke your head in.
The Saddle Dome? How about just anywhere? Because I'm fairly certain he did it in Vegas too for a kid's like fifth birthday, maybe eighth.
Yeah, that's true also. That is also true. I like it.
I got to get on one of these trips. I got to stop making
You
got to
be, well, Tyler's like, I lost you last night. I'm like, yeah, you weren't ready for the adventure I had, pal. You just weren't.
Tyler wasn't ready for anything.
No, he wasn't.
Tyler refused to have anything to drink till I'm fairly certain we got to, no, not even last best. They actually made him do a
pre-game show.
They made him do a nation bomb.
Oh, the nation bomb.
Well, he caught up then.
And he didn't drink the whole glass of wine you guys got for him at Singapore Sam's either.
Singapore Sam's.
Yep.
That place is something.
You know it's a fine glass of red at Singapore Sam's.
Well, that's where I go for my wine.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah. So Singapore Sam's always end of the night. It's a scene in there. It was fun bringing Bearded Brad in there. He had never been there before, and he's like, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now.
he has some ideas.
I remember once I went to Singapore Sam's, and I went to... So you walk through the kitchen to get to the bathroom, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I remember walking, I was like, man, this floor is very wet right now. And I don't know if it's from that sink or from that bathroom. And it was like, and they're making my wonton soup right there. So
you're darn right they are.
It could be anything.
It is an adventure in there. I love that place. Shout out to Singapore Sam's.
Saints run that place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well.
And I love it because Jay walks in there and he just becomes a brand new person.
He feels alive, man. You know,
he hit a wall.
Yeah,
he hit a wall hard, but that was after we were done eating. But getting in there, oh, he lights up like it's Christmas.
I left early to go clip some fights, and I was really hoping I'd get back out there, but the internet did not cooperate.
Stupid internet, stupid Calgary.
Internet ruins everything.
But yeah, it sounded like Jay hit a wall at about, what?
1:30, yeah. 1:40, something like that. We finished eating, and you just look at him, and he almost like went white.
Yeah,
He had a spot. He was in rough shape at that point.
He was proud when he made it back to the room. He just announced that
he had some business to handle.
He was safe.
All right, looking past Calgary. Oilers desperately needed a bounce back game after that loss in Calgary. They got it against Arizona 6-1. Do you care that Arizona sucks when they beat them that badly? Because for me, it was like the Oilers need to win this game. They have to get a win. I don't care who it is, just happened to be Arizona, and they absolutely dummied him. Do you enjoy them, or does it matter that Arizona sucks?
No, it doesn't matter, because they didn't come out and like beat him 2-1 in a shootout or something like that. They came out there, and they dominated. They took over, and they did their thing, and you went, okay, yeah, no, Calgary is weird. That Calgary game was just weird. It was weird and broken. There was a lot of stupid shit that happened, so I wasn't too worried that it was going to carry over into the next game. It was nice knowing that it didn't, but I wasn't overly worried going in.
Dan?
What's that? Sorry, I missed it. I was reading.
You're booing Tyler. You're multitasking.
I apologize. Yeah.
Can you appreciate a 6-1 win over a team like Arizona, even though they're terrible?
Absolutely, you can. Like Rick said there about the bounce back. Like, it's just, you know, you didn't. This team before under Tippett, we've seen them have those emotional letdowns and those, and you know, one game becomes three games, becomes five games, and that just isn't happening with this team. And you see, like, I just saw a tweet about Zach Hyman talking about how Woodcroft is this ultimate communicator, and he's able to talk to these guys after a loss, and it just feels different with this team. So yeah, no, it wasn't surprising at all. And it's those games you're supposed to win. That's when you're supposed to register those 2 points.
It was one of those games, right, Liam, where the Oilers didn't play down to their competition, which has been a problem.
Yeah, but in this last stretch, they've just beat everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the last one was what, when they lost to Montreal, was probably the last bad one.
Yeah.
But even like when Evander Kane took his 4 straight penalties, they didn't allow a shot.
That was hilarious.
An NHL, modern NHL record, 4 penalties in the span of 7:41. I've never seen anything like that. He got one at the end of the second period, comes out of the box, goes right fucking back in. out in. And then eventually he makes his way to the bench. Woodcroft's goes, come on, man.
And then him and Jesse laugh about it.
I still want to know what they were talking about.
I'd love to know.
Jesse was like
about.
Covering his mouth, like trying. Oh, funny. Man.
But yeah, like on all those power plays, they didn't even allow a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Broussard.
Pure dominant.
Yeah. Derek Broussard, excellence on the PK.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know where we'd be without him.
Fast forward to the game against LA. Oilers early looked like they were in control. It was a 3-1 game. Then, for the third time in the span of 10 days or something like that, the Oilers allowed a pair of goals in less than 25 seconds. What do you make of that?
I was in the building, and the building starts clapping for Connor's 100th point announcement, and then we're all like, should we? And then we did. We kept going. And then, yeah, I mean, right after that, fucking, what, 8 seconds later, it's like, stupid. Okay, here we go. But again, that's a team in the past that would be 5 or 6-3, you know, by the end of all it was said and done. Did Woodcroft call his timeout after the second goal?
I don't think he did.
No.
Which I was surprised he didn't, actually.
Yeah, a rare Woodcroft thing.
Woody loves spending those tippet timeouts.
At this rate, we're going to start calling timeouts after our own goals.
Yeah. Yeah, he still got all those bonus ones that Tippett left on the bench. That was part of his retirement plan. Anyway, best of luck in retirement. Liam, what do you make of that game against the Kings?
I missed most of it. I was watching Ukraine versus India in the Heritage Cup.
And how was that?
Ukraine lost to the great football what? Nation of India.
I was going to ask you, which sport is that?
Yeah, I was also going to ask what sport that is.
It's like a women's thing that my girlfriend plays in. So I missed it for like the sixth game in a row. I've missed most of them. But the overtime was good.
You can watch them on your phone.
There was no signal in these places. The 3G is terrible. And I can't be seen doing that. Imagine she looks up and I'm just looked down on my phone.
You got to like hide it a little bit.
You got to watch some old 90s sitcoms, Liam.
You pull out the game program.
Yes.
And you lock it in there. You know?
Or you know what?
Studying the program.
No, let's go old school. You put the wired headphones in. Yeah. You run them through your sleeve. Out through the back. And then you listen to 6:30.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
But clip tripping penalty in the overtime.
Dude, look.
That's
look,
my takeaway.
That third period was terrible. The only reason it was tied, though, is we lost two battles, right? Barry lost his battle behind the net. Bang, bang, goal.
Yeah.
Bush got pushed off the puck. Bang, bang, goal.
But I think that this team needs to learn that overtime, the prison rules are in effect. Right?
No, like, we don't want to get to there because they need to be like high flying.
Well, now we've been hauled down. We've seen our guy get hauled down by Kadri and have his helmet stripped off of him. And then this one, that trip arguably takes away a goal in overtime. At least a grade A chance for McLeod.
I just thought that the refs were just horrid the entire night.
Mark Chouinard should lose his job.
It was like...
Just for a week. Maybe just a quick little suspension.
It was one of those ones where it's like, what is a call? What is not a call?
Yeah.
And
playoff hockey.
But that drives me nuts.
Me too. Just since call the game.
Since Ovechkin Please. Did his water ski, we haven't really seen much consistency.
I'm with Liam. Like, just if you call the rule book,
you'll be fine.
It'll be fine. The players will adjust. We've complained about it on this podcast a million times now.
Just call it like it's October.
Yes. Like, I don't understand. It's just like, okay, now you can chop a guy's leg off and it's just like, hey, let the boys play.
Remember when we started doing obstruction interference?
Yeah.
Of like, I don't know, like 10 years ago now?
Yeah.
They figured it out. Just call. Just make the call. And we're not even talking new rules here. Like, you're just not allowed to hang on Connor's back.
Yeah, I feel like that's a fair one.
That's it. I feel like that's all. Fair.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was just, like, 2 minutes for being stronger. Like, there was a couple of those ones. Like,
yeah, dude's falling into the boards. Evander Kane does what he can to avoid touching him.
That was a weird one, yeah.
Two guys jump him, which is fine. I'm completely fine with the players getting involved. It look whatever, get in there. But come on now. This is that it's brutal.
Well, the thing that's getting me now is you watch the cross-checking penalties. Cross-checking used to mean something different, and I feel like an old man saying that, but cross-checking meant you actually crossed somebody with a stick, not just shoved them lightly and pushed them to the ground.
You need like a full extension
of your
arms.
You have to be hitting the guy, not pushing him, not shoving him. And I think that when they added in the rules, like the chopping the stick out of the hand is when we started to get too soft. Like, when did it become my responsibility for you to hold your stick stronger than I chop it? It's not a part of your body,
depends,
so who cares?
Depends
breaking
on
it,
the situation.
Breaking it, I agree with. Breaking it is fine, because then you've removed that player from the play. But to me, you start to make these positions and these calls where there's not like a physical attack happening.
Yeah.
And then you start to get into this gray area where it's stupid.
You gotta start lifting the sticks when they're not ready, so they fly across the ice.
Did you guys see the TJ Oshie one the other day against
Carolina? That was a horrible
one. That was brutal.
Terrible.
Jordan Staal ripped his stick out of his hand,
yep,
threw it, so Oshie react, whatever he did, I can't remember exactly what
he did. He got, picked it up and gave him a little hack, like it was nothing.
And his stick fell, and Oshie got the penalty.
It was wild.
Dude, unbelievable.
Can we talk about the Taylor Hall thing? The Taylor Hall incident that everybody was trying to make into Bertuzzi, Steve Moore 2.0?
The Pacioretty one was worse.
Okay, so if we're going to talk about the Taylor Hall thing, let's just jump into this next topic, because last night, we'll talk about the Leafs for a second. Last night, Austin Matthews hit 50 goals, empty netter.
Good for him.
Wow. When I woke up this morning, I would have thought that this was the first time anyone in NHL history had scored 50 goals.
It wasn't?
Right? If you looked at any of the major networks, their homepages, it was just like, he got there, he did it. I'm like, man, this guy's an elite goal scorer. Like,
yeah.
Are we really that surprised? But and then secondly, people hit 50 every year. Who gives a shit?
I don't get it. I mean,
good for him. He's a hell of a player.
Hell of a player. Incredible shot. Dude, I'd take him on my team any day of the week.
Any day of the week.
The only thing against him is not really him, but it's just his followers. It's the Leaf fans. It's the media from out there that even they can't get out of their own way. Even they are sitting there gushing over this. Like, dude, you've been around. You watched Gretzky score 50 and 39.
Yeah.
And now you watch Austin Matthews pop 2 out of 3 on empty nets and score as 15 and 62. And you want to act like this is the biggest thing in the world?
I think. I think that's what happened. What's happened is that. And I feel like this is a slight against colleagues that work in TV, but it just feels like TV is kind of like the internet exists now. And if I want my Edmonton Oilers news, I'm not going to watch 7 minutes of Leafs coverage to get to my Oilers news. I'm going to go to a website like OilersNation.com where I can get Oilers news centric. So for me, I feel like TV is just trying to pander to the group of fans that are watching it the most.
But you're a national you're a national program.
There's so many Leafs fans. I get it, but like, come on.
But again, yeah, I think they get it too.
But you gotta ask yourself. Even Leaf fans have got to be sitting there going, guys, for real?
But that's the true Leaf fans.
I mean, great for Austin.
Again, hell of a player.
But really, we're gonna go this far?
And that leads me to the point Dan brought up about Taylor Hall against Boston the other night. It was like an open hand slap.
It's not even the worst slap we've been talking about this week.
There was other slaps that happened this week from West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Understandable.
But what do you make of the Taylor Hall one? Because it was like, I saw the comparisons to Bertuzzi. I'm like, do you not remember that, what happened
good
there?
And again,
this wasn't really, because Labushkin blew him up. Taylor Hall gets up and reacts, which
hit him in the numbers.
Which is not at all crazy. But the reaction was, wow. And then when he only got the $5,000 fine, oh, man.
Well, yeah. My temptation was to repost the Steve Moore thing, but then it's like, then you're just rehashing that nightmare.
So for the record of the Steve Moore Bertuzzi incident, the punch from behind was way worse, but not even the point here. Bertuzzi jumped on his back and drove his head into the ice and broke his neck.
Fell on him.
And it was a premeditated thing from a previous game.
Fell on him.
Yeah.
Wasn't like it was in the moment.
Okay, now the premeditation thing, I'm not that much, because he was never saying, hey, I want to go out there and do this, dude.
No, but he knew his number and he was looking for
it. But that's the whole point. You're supposed to take a number. You're supposed to go out there. So it is. But he jumped on his back and he drove his head into the ice and he broke his neck. There's nothing the same thing here.
Yeah, that's just people saying that stuff to be inflammatory, and I get it.
Did you post it on Hockey Fights?
I posted the punch for sure.
What was the Hockey Fights kind of community saying?
It was everything and in between, but yeah, it went from that's the worst punch, that's worse than the Todd Bertuzzi incident, and then the other side was like, are we joking? Like Will Smith hit Chris Rock harder than that.
What is your take on it, Liam?
I didn't think it was anything crazy, like a penalty.
Yeah, it's a penalty. It's a roughing penalty for sure.
Penalty, yeah.
It's a roughing penalty, 100%.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, the more I see it, the more I agree with the people that say that, you know, the sport has become soft. And
let me ask you a question then.
People have become soft.
Yesterday, was doing an episode of my podcast, Better Late Than Never. Download, subscribe. Thank you. I asked, would you be good if Connor or Leon scrapped?
Yes and no. Yes, I'm fine with it. I mean, we've seen it all through the... some of the best fights out there have been incredible. Aginla, LeCavalier. Right? Like, Jamie, I mean, yes. Whoever is going to fight Leon, you're an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
That's a scary-ass dude. Yep. That's a scary-ass German. Probably don't do this. The only thing that scares me is the last time Connor got in a fight, he broke his hand.
Yes, but he punched the glass, though.
Nathan MacKinnon right now, too.
Well, that's kind of what led me into the conversation.
I was going to say, running hockey fights, I was privy to Jared Bednar's commentary on, actually after Nazim Kadri's fight the night before the MacKinnon fight. He said, not thrilled when our skill guys have to fight. If they want to, it's their decision. So I just sit there and hope everyone's good. No broken hands or faces, and then I'm good. Once I know that's not a problem, then I'm okay with it.
Do you think he watches that fight, or do you think he puts his head in his hands, and I'll watch the highlights afterwards once I knew that this guy's fine.
I think what I'd do is I'd turn around and stare at the person immediately in the row behind the bench.
What's really funny is that Bednar's team is just full of star guys that like to fight, right? MacKinnon, Landeskog, Kadri have all had fights.
So back to the question. Would you be open to Connor or Leon fighting?
Situationally, yes. That's the thing. I don't want him to go out and seek it out.
This is not going to be Taylor Hall fighting Jared Bull.
I don't think they would ever do it and be like go and fight whoever out of their weight class. But like, if they were to do it and Conor McDavid gets hurt, then
like he did in junior,
we are screwed.
But yes. However, I've also watched Conor McDavid skate down the right side of the ice, drive the net.
True. Yeah.
He and cut my radio off, please.
And Sid, Sid fights every now and then.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess until we see it, that's when we'll know.
No, it's hindsight. Once you know he got out of her unscathed, then you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because could you imagine Rogers plays, something happens, and Connor drops the mitts and fucking dummy somebody?
We may need a new arena because we may actually break that place.
Gets the lawnmower
going?
Dude,
we almost broke that place in 2017. We turned it into a trampoline.
Yeah.
You got a Connor fight in can you imagine if Connor KO'd him?
No, forget about it.
Goodness.
Hockey fights would explode.
Connor's had two fights. One fight that he got hurt in that you mentioned, and then the day before he fought another guy.
He fought twice?
Yeah.
In two games?
Two games back to back.
Our boy's a goon.
I like it.
He's a goon out there.
This one
I agree with you, though. Nobody
glass.
Wants to fight Leon Draisaitl.
Dude, he's terrifying.
He's a scary man.
And he's strong.
I've seen him a couple times in person, and his shoulders are 12 feet wide.
He's thick.
Yeah.
Dude, was it Luch who came up to hit him?
Yeah, and he just stood there.
Bounced off him.
Just stood there. Same with, you know who I like doing throwing reverse hits right now is Yessa. He's putting that big old fucking caboose out there.
I was just going to say, in the Kings game, there was one point where Jesse and a guy came together after the whistle.
The double
cross checks? Jousting. Yeah. He was just like, I'm the fuck out of here, and I'm not making this mistake. Recognized that he was
I think he's like,
this.
So he get involved in it, but I don't think he has the extra... Whatever it takes to go,
to be
so
angry at him.
It's like a cross check and a cross check and a cross check back, and then he's like, "What am I doing? Oh shit, I'm out."
Yeah, it was as if he snapped out of it.
Because that too is a dude like he doesn't even know his own strength. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
And if he grabbed you and started ragdolling you, good luck trying to stay on your feet.
Good luck trying to stay on your feet if you grab a big old deal from our friends at Buster's Pizza and you dummy all of them. Hey, I see there's any three pizzas for $49.99. What if you take them all down, Liam? You'd probably be a sleepy boy.
Pretty full.
Pretty full.
But happy.
Happy.
Content.
Yep. Busterspizza.ca. Find a location near you. I promise there is one, whether you want a pizza, whether you want a donair.
Lasagna.
Whatever you want. They got all kinds of pastas. Come on. They got deals on the website. I'm looking at it. Busterspizza.ca. Go check it out. As always, if you don't know, Ask the Idiot segment. I got some questions here. Again, I'm just going to start off by saying you guys are starting to send so many questions in. I apologize. We can't get to everything. So I've got a list of four here that we're going to get to. And we'll just work through it. Again, keep sending them in. I'm going to try and mix you in. I'm trying to get new people every week. So I apologize if I missed you this week. We are going to try and get something going.
Yes, and Liam, just as a reminder, we pick the winner now. So think of your favorite question while you're going along.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do a secret ballot, I think, this week, because I feel like I'm copying Tyler every time.
Well, he's not here, don't worry.
We'll just hide our hands underneath.
Yeah, Tyler's not here.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. All right. Ask the idiots for our friends at busterspizza.ca. Liam, you are our guest host today. I'm going to start with you. What is your favorite all-time... We're going to start off easy. What is your favorite all-time hockey player, and is it the same as it was when you were a kid? Mine growing up was Paul Kariya, but now my all-time favorite is Nuge. I even named my dog Nuge. So, as a kid, now, same guy? No?
Well, I didn't watch hockey when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from again?
I am from England, if you guys didn't know.
Right.
My favorite player, my first favorite Oiler was Taylor Hall.
Because he
was the guy drafted in 2010 when I moved here.
Of course.
But now, yeah, I think my favorite player is probably Nuge, too. Just because he's just cool. Like, he's the one who's just stayed.
He's just here. And you notice him when he's not playing.
Big time. Yeah.
Rick, you've been around a minute. Who's your first favorite Oiler? And who is it now?
It's so tough to pick one now because I get to like meet some of these guys sometimes to become human beings and stuff. And sometimes they're not the greatest hockey players out there. And, you know, we have jersey on the wall at work and whatever. Growing up, you got to go Gretz, and that's going to roll into Billy, and that's going to roll into Dougie. And,
how old are you?
Going to get a little taste of Cujo in there. Hemmer. Then you're going to roll into, you know what, man, Pronger was such a big, important part of us for a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to roll into, I think, Gagne probably a bit, Halsey. And right now, if I just had to pick one, you know what, I'm just going to make the easy and go 97.
That's how your all-time favorite player list went?
Maybe not total. I could probably throw in a couple extra names in there and for reasons, but we've only got an hour today, so.
Fair enough.
So Rick's, to answer the second part of the question, his favorite player has changed, in fact. Dan?
I don't have a calendar, but I think my favorite player growing up was Wayne Gretzky just because he was the greatest. And I think if I'm honest and you ask me my favorite player now. Yeah, see, I had other players that were my favorite, but I always had Gretzky, like, photos, and I had all of his books, and that's the gifts that I would get all the time. So I'd say him, but now, I would be remiss if I didn't say Connor McDavid. Just seeing him play in person versus television is, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I always tell myself, like, I can be tired. We could be playing 9-5 and losing the whole way. And I will watch every second of it that Connor McDavid is on the ice because he is the best player in hockey right now.
And you know what the opposite is.
Like, and I do.
When
you
don't have him around.
And so, this is my time to enjoy it. Yep. And it's our time to enjoy it. So yeah, I would say it went from Gretzky to Connor, and I don't see it changing for a long, long time.
Pretty good transition there, though. 99 to 97?
Yeah, not bad.
To wrap it up, my first favorite player, this is so stupid. I was a little kid. I remember my dad winning tickets to the Oilers game, and my first favorite player was Craig McTavish because he had no bucket on.
I dig it.
Nice. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching him fly around there, and I'd be like, Dad, why doesn't he have a bucket on? He's like, he's the last player in the NHL that doesn't wear a helmet. I'm like, really? Fucking guy's a madman. I liked him.
Weren't you a big Bure guy for a minute, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to go, so, yeah, that was around the same time. So, absolutely, Pavel Bure is one of my favorite players for sure. He was absolutely electric to watch. He had all kinds of wheels. He had all kinds of hands. The only problem for me is
he'd score on us all the damn time.
And he played for the Canucks. I have a Pavel Bure jersey, and I love it. It's one of my prized possessions. But, I hated that he played for the Canucks. It was a problem.
Sorry to train rail you there, but train rail? What the? What was that?
I love train railing.
That's not even mixing two things together. That's just making up an entirely new one.
My new favorite player is Ryan Jones.
Well, Ryan something.
Of course it's Ryan Nugent Hopkins. What are we talking about? There's a signed photo outside of this recording studio of a thing I made up just for him. And he knows I did it. Thank you. Question number two. Liam. I started with Liam. I'm going to start with Rick. In your unbiased opinion, Rick, between Leon Draisaitl and Austin Matthews, this is a three-part question. One, who is the better goal scorer? Two, who is the better overall player? Three, in your estimation, who is the better leader? So start one, who's the better goal scorer?
Austin Leon.
So better goal scorer, Austin, overall player, Leon. Better leader, Leon.
Yeah. And then I will say that I don't have a lot of insight into the Maple Leafs organization.
Yeah, of course.
I bet you Austin's a dude in there. He's probably one of the nucleus.
Yeah, sure.
I just don't feel he had. I feel like Leon has taken a step in the last couple of years to that that leadership role. That
Leon's, you know, almost the voice of the team. To look when at I think me. Of it,
too. Yeah.
Like, yeah, Connor's the captain. But
Connor does it on the ice, and then Leon.
If you want
does
somebody
it.
To say it, like say the words or say something interesting, it's always Leon.
Yeah, fucking so, phenomenal.
Dan, same question: better scorer, better overall player, better leader, in your opinion?
Better scorer is Austin Matthews currently. Better player overall, I would say, is Leon Draisaitl. And leader is just, like Rick said, it's a completely a perception thing. I would just say Matthews just because he leads that team of relative superstars. Whereas
or is he just hanging out with Biebs in the corner of the dressing room?
Yeah, could be. But you got a jersey out of the deal, so I'm not mad about that. So that's leadership. So Austin Matthews.
Biebs is on our airplane before he is ever with Matthews.
The interesting thing about this is I'm just looking right now. In his career, Austin Matthews has 249 goals. Leon Draisaitl has 248.
Yeah. I mean, like, listen.
Leon has played more games, though.
You can honestly say Matthews has never outscored Leon in a season. But in terms of just, like, single one-time shot guys.
Like, that's his thing?
Yeah.
What do you say, Liam?
Yeah, I would go Matthews, score, Draisaitl, the second one.
Yeah, better player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's so close now. I would say probably Draisaitl just for past stuff. And then I'll just go Draisaitl again, too. I just don't know enough about the Leafs in that area.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's boring, but I think Matthews, like, he's a hell of a goal scorer.
Yep.
Like, he's elite in terms of goal scoring. So I'll say Matthews. Better players, Leon. I don't think it's close, to be honest. Nope. Better Lear, I have no idea.
I think it's got closer, though. Not because Leon's getting worse.
No,
because
Austin took a step up. But I think Austin. But I think Leon does new things all the time, too.
Yeah.
But even like the excuses are like, oh, well, Leon plays with Connor, and that's, well, he doesn't.
Well, he
though.
Doesn't. Yeah.
It's over.
He doesn't, though.
Yeah.
You lost.
Austin plays with Tavares.
Yeah, that's always
Mitch,
the funny thing.
Like, I like how, like, and Mitch Marner's not a good hockey player all of a sudden.
No.
Like, Austin Matthews plays on a team of scrubs, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is basically Rick Nash in the Columbus Blue Jackets, you know?
You're so lucky Tyler's not here for that.
Good.
He's going to be pissed.
Good. Fuck Tyler.
The big guy is smoking hot.
Dan, starting with you. Oh, fuck. This one's a little complicated. Okay.
Yes.
Would like you that. Rather have season tickets for a decade, okay, or playoff tickets for 3 years within that same decade, but you get to pick which playoff years you get to go to?
Hindsight or pre-sight?
Playoffs are going to start, and you'll be like, this team has got a chance to go.
Stanley Cup Finals every time. I'm taking playoff tickets, Stanley Cup Finals every time.
You're not guaranteed that you're going. Nope, into, you're going into game
them.
One.
I'm taking them for free every time.
Bumped out in four games against Winnipeg.
Yeah, it's true.
That could have been one.
Losing four to Chicago.
But I'd be okay with that because I had the chance to get Stanley Cup Finals tickets.
Liam, what are you taking? Are you taking just season tickets for a year or three chances at the playoffs where you get tickets?
It's just
with
1 year.
So you get to have tickets for an entire decade. So
for the whole season.
For the whole season, for the whole decade. And where you get free playoff tickets for 3 years within that decade, and you get to pick which ones.
Probably just the regular season ones, to be honest.
You enjoy volume.
You'd see way more moments.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
And you could sell half the tickets and then buy the playoff tickets.
Bingo. Profit.
Rick's already got season tickets.
Yeah, so. I'm going season tickets. You're not guaranteed that Stanley Cup. And even that Stanley Cup, it can also be won on the road.
I don't know what I would do here. You know what? I think I'd take the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Just because the vibe in the city during the playoffs is something else. And if you get to go to every Oilers game during whatever their run is, be it two games, be it 10 rounds, I think I'm going to go. It's loud in there.
It's incredible.
It's a vibe, and I want to be a part of it. That's what I'm going to say. Question number four, Asi, it is, Liam. I'm starting with you. You get to play in the NHL as an average player, except you get to choose one super skill. Chris Russell's shot blocking, Leon Draisaitl's backhand passing only, Crosby's edge work, or Shea Weber's shot. You just don't know where it's going.
I think I would do the backhand. more highlight reels, more bonuses.
I like that. Liam wants his glory. Dan, you gotta you're going to be an average guy. You're going to be a bottom six guy. You're going to be a glue guy, but you got one superpower. You're going to block a lot of shots. You got a backhand pass, edge work, or a shot.
But you don't have the accuracy. You've only got the power.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know where that baby's
going. It's like
going.
The kid on Mighty Ducks.
Well, it's a question. I'll do it as if I'm a defenseman, and I'll say, yeah.
You want to be the cowboy?
I think. No, I don't think you got to go the cowboy. I think you got to go Shea Weber shot. Because even if a cannon hits once, yeah, it's devastating.
Or you start taking guys out one by one.
Not necessarily
Yanni
true.
Yanni Pekkanen style.
No, I was going to say, we watched Boris Mironov, and that dude got a rifle it, and he missed the net. And it was one of the most
Tyson Berry murdered shin pads with his wristers.
Yeah, I don't know if he's murdering. He was like denting them and
sexy.
Scarring
them. Somebody had to take over from Sexy Reg.
Right.
Rick, what are you taking?
The backhand pass.
Are you with Liam because you just want the glory?
You get the glory, but now you're like, you're useful.
Cash money.
That if you can take a shot and take some of the mustard off and more accuracy, and he's playing PP1 and you're not.
Buddy, I'm signing a contract that just says that if I win the hardest competition, hardest shot competition, boy, I get $1 million.
See, and yeah, no, I'm taking the backhand pass. You're useful. yeah, you're going to get a little bit of that limelight. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, no, it's just more useful in this game.
I'm going to say, just to be different, I'm going to say I got Crosby's edge work. I'm out there darting around, you know?
There's no speed. You just can't get pushed down.
I'm just darting around out there. I'm tight in corners, you know?
He's just weaving all
over. Once I pick up the puck, I'm a little fucking water bug out there.
That's if you got to keep the puck on that stick,
though. Yeah, you know what? I'll get there when I get there. No? I'll get there first, though. I guarantee it. Shimmying down like a snake of some kind. I like it. Last question to ask the idiots for our friends at Buster's Pizza. I hope you guys have been thinking about who you're voting for. In honor, I'm going to start with Rick. In honor of you guys going to the Saddle Dome, what is the shittiest arena you ever played in growing up or just attended in general?
Growing up, that's going to be a tough... I mean, again, I'm a little bit older than some of the guys here. I was playing outdoors for a while. One of the worst ones, and I'm just trying to find one from town that some people can like understand what I'm referring to.
I've got one that's outside. It's a small town, and nobody's going to know what it is. Guaranteed is absolute dump.
Toe Field was terrible because it was fucking cold. We needed heaters on the bench. We had like your backup socks. You threw them over your head like a toque and yeah. So I'll say Toe Field. And then Calgary's hands down, but not even close in terms of big places.
Dan, you got into like just
well,
anywhere you've been?
I mean, you know that as everybody knows here, I just started to learn how to skate a month ago.
I thought you were going to bring up Halifax.
So I don't know any of the... Yeah, no, not Halifax. I don't know any of the... Actually, the answer that I do have isn't from Halifax, but it's a curling answer. So I was in the curling high school championships for Nova Scotia, and the roof... I don't even remember. I think it might have been in Bridgewater. The roof started to leak in the middle of our match, and so there's water dripping onto our sheet, and there was this entire ridge that we had to play through for the rest of the championship.
Yeah, you couldn't play it.
You couldn't. Yeah, you had to play through.
You had to play the ridge.
So we had a giant ridge that we had to throw the rocks over. Like they had to get over a hump in the middle of the sheet.
Oh, which way did the ridge go? Was it like?
It was right across like a wall
horizontally.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to go over a mountain. Yeah, it wasn't like you were just rolling with. Oh, yeah. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, right over top of it.
It's almost like a carnival game, you know, where you have to push the bowling ball over.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Come back over.
And that's exactly what it was, because you couldn't throw it too hard, or else you'd clear the house, and if you threw it too soft, you'd just catch on that ridge and fall right backwards. It's terrible.
That's great.
I grew up playing minor hockey in a lot of small towns, and there are some real bad rinks out there. Wasetna had a hole in the roof. I remember games where it was snowing during the game and it's just falling on the ice, which was kind of nice, but like also like in January when it's super cold, not fun. I remember us all putting pepper in our skates thinking that was going to keep our feet warm.
Yes.
I don't remember which mom told us that batshit crazy idea.
That sounds like a late 80s, early 90s situation.
I'll never forget it. We were all at the cafeteria and our moms were like dumping pepper in our skates saying it was going to do something. They probably thought we were all psychos. Another one was Linaria. It was basically just a barn of a rink out there by a horse. And I'm like, where even am I? And I remember the players on that team were all 12 feet tall. I'm like, how old am I? And why are they so tall?
Oh, they have hair on their chest. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible playing those farm kids every now and then.
Pretty sure I'm 8. That guy is fucking 16. I don't know. So there you go. Gentlemen, if you're voting, who's getting the gift card today? So you got favorite hockey player. That's question one. Comparisons between Connor or Leon and Austin Matthews. Season tickets or playoff tickets. Pick your player. Pick your skill, I should say. And what is the biggest dump?
Shitty rink.
Everybody put your finger behind or put your hand behind your back. Select a winner. And then we'll reveal them at the same time.
This is very complicated.
I know. Mm. Liam, one, two, three, or four. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Shitty rink. Oh. He put up five.
Liam chose five.
All right. So shitty rink.
Shitty rink.
I didn't even answer it.
It's you didn't rink. Answer? Yeah. No. Oh, well, we didn't ask you.
Yeah.
Well, because that's because
like,
you're from England.
Like a pitch or something that you've got, like, that had, was like a dirt road that you played soccer on or something.
Munda. Is the worst one.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I haven't played Mundare in a long time.
I know.
There was a mouse
that.
In our fucking dressing room one time. And our goalie, Andy Weens, stomped on it with his skate, cut the mouse in half.
Mundare can do whatever they want.
Well, great the stinchy sausage is delicious.
Exactly.
We just a wafting sausage.
When I used to work for this other hockey team, and the guys had to wear coats on the ice on top of their jerseys.
Yeah, I like that.
It was so cold in the rink, and the kids were just running around in like regular and all these like, town kids.
I don't know about this jacket over your equipment. First of all, you need
they were just wearing like a
quadruple
jersey.
XLs to get over the old elbow pads.
No, they weren't wearing elbow. They were just skating with the kids.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
yeah, that's fair.
They put the jersey on and had it, and they all had toques on and mitts and everything. And you get all these little kids who were in like grade 8. They're like, oh, hockey players.
Yeah, Toefield, terrible.
Also, Shiro Puck Arena, terrible. Shout out.
Really?
Everything is wrong with that ring. The ice is terrible.
You work there.
It's old. It's old.
It's very old, and it needs to be replaced. And I remember once they were playing the Brooks Bandits.
Who's got the best AJ arena?
Oh, Brooks. By a million miles. It's unreal. Also, Spruce Grove sucks. The Grand Fury Arena is terrible.
You guys are all on notice here on this show.
Well, I was going to say, Sher Park Arena, that's not even the worst in the damn town.
No, it looks...
The shell is worse.
That whole facility is bad. The ice is brutal. I remember once... They were playing Brooks, and there was like a drip of just... water just coming down from the roof. And it's like December. It's like, how is anything leaking in this place? It's minus 40 outside. And they were like, we're going to stop the game.
It's glycol.
The ref was like, no, this is, at the time it was 1-2 in the country. Savoy's got a hat trick that game. Mm-hmm. Like 5 minutes into the game, like, yeah, we'll just call it.
Jesus.
This place is sold out and you guys want to just end the game.
That was the weirdest thing ever.
Just hang a bucket up there. You only got 20 minutes to get through.
Come on. Figure it out.
Didn't make sense.
Put a balloon over the hole or something like that.
Just skate through it. It's a slight drip.
Just like we curled through it.
There
come on
go.
Now.
If Dan can curl, Savoy can skate.
There you go.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
So that one gets the prize.
There you go.
There you go.
Shittiest barn. As we learned, Brooks, best barn. What is it about the Brooks barn? I've never been there. Tell
money.
Me about it.
Well, they have the...
It's got to be new.
Do you know what? At Commonwealth, yeah, it is really new. At Commonwealth, they have the bar at the end of the end zone, end zone, but like in the pedway.
Yep.
So Brooks has something like that too.
Ooh, that's fun.
Where it's just like you're in the rink and the bar's like right there.
Oh,
so that's really cool.
So you can skate up to the bar.
The players don't.
Ah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just cool. You're like right in there. It's just one bowl. It's just kind of a cool little place.
The ice box.
I like that.
The ice box.
I remember when I was
at the bar.
Green Valley's in the AJ, right?
Yeah, that rings.
I remember when I was a little kid, I thought that was the coolest arena ever
Yeah, the running track, yeah.
Camrose had a really cool screen.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Moncton has an arena where they have like one bleacher of seats on one side, and then the other side, they call it the skate rink or the half pipe because it goes straight up, and there's three decks of seats on that side. So the stadium has like a slant to it on the outside looking in. It's just this giant slope. It's weird.
Weird.
Well, there you go.
Could only build half the stadium in Moncton.
Ran out of money.
Yeah.
Shout out to our friends at Buster's Pizza. There's another round of Ask the Idiots. Of course, you can send me your questions. Just slide into my DMs. They're open for you. And I promise I'll try and get you. But like I said, there's a lot of people. We only do five. Good? Good. Got it?
Good.
All right. A couple of little housekeeping items before we get to Hot and Cold Performers for our friends at manscaped.com. I got to tell you about Cornerstone Insurance. Why, Liam? Because... for 4 generations and 90 years, they have been an employee and family-owned business here in the city. They've got all the insurance products you could ever hope for. Just visit them at cornerstoneins.ca, cornerstoneins.ca. What I wanted to get to, who is this guy that the Oilers signed? Ryan Fanti. Liam, you wrote about him a little bit on The Nation this week. What do we got here? So what I see is Fanti posted a 20-12-4 record, including 7 shutouts, along with a 1.83 goals against and a 9.29. That all sounds pretty good to me. What do we got here?
I think he's pretty good. I've only seen him play a few times. Savoy ended his career, which is quite funny.
Also fun?
Yeah.
Little tie in there?
Yeah.
Because that was what? That was like the NCAA semis? Or
it was the quarterfinals of the Nationals. Yeah.
He didn't end his career. He just happened to score in that last game of it. Yeah, he didn't like kill him.
Well, maybe it did.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, we'll find out.
He's a new friend.
Savoy is a killer. I like it.
It seems like a pretty good time for us to grab a goalie, too. Like, they didn't draft Jesper Wallstedt.
Yes.
Which a lot of people see as a mistake.
Yes.
I kind of do as well. But Borgo seems good, and he just signed.
Yeah, Borgo just signed a three-year entry-level contract. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So I think Bakersfield next year will be between this Fanti kid, Konovalov, and what's the other guy's name?
Olivier Rodrigue.
Rodrigue. But Rodrigue wasn't very good this year, so maybe he's kind of the odd man out, and they go with Fanti.
So I you're assuming Stewie comes up here then?
I mean, he's on waivers next year. I think he has to.
Right? I mean, jumping out that window, if not.
Yeah. Like, I would assume Stuart Skinner comes up, and then I would say Konovalov is probably Konovalov's crease in Bakersfield.
Yes.
And then between Fanti and Rodrigue. But since junior, he's had, like, consistent over 900 save percentage.
We do have the team in Stockton, too, so they'll send one to Stockton. I can see Fanti going to Stockton.
Yeah.
Starting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Like Liam said, Xavier Borgo signed his ELC yesterday. Happy for him. Another thing I want to mention, the NHL announced $1 million bump in the salary cap. Yay!
Hot dang.
It's not enough, but we'll take it. We'll take it. Frank Saravalli said it could be another few years yet.
25-26, is that what he quoted?
25-26.
Yeah, I've already started holding my breath.
We'll see how that goes. Here at The Nation, if you don't know, behind the scenes, we got a lot of football fans here. At The Nation, Caroline talks about it. She's on the pregame show with Tyler. Liam's sitting in with us today. Woz loves it. Where did Canada come out in the groupings today, Liam? How did this happen?
They came out last, which is quite funny. They ever to wait? When were they there? Like 30-something years ago? And they were the last team to be drawn the entire thing. But they're in Group F with Belgium, Morocco, and Croatia.
Let's go.
How is this group? Explain to me.
Trash, because Canada's there.
Yeah. No, because we're going to win.
That's their all trash bag milk.
I think it's one of the tougher groups, but I actually think Canada is a pretty
What's our record?
Before the show, Liam said that he thinks that Canada's going to win the World Cup outright.
Bingo.
Close your eyes. What's our record in the division?
I think they'll win one, draw one, and lose one.
Who, and who?
Will that get you out?
Yeah, usually 4 points will do well.
How do the points work?
So you get 3 for a win, 1 for a draw, 0 for a loss. Okay. So I think they'll beat Morocco. So it starts with Belgium. I think they'll lose to Belgium.
Belgium's good, yes.
Yeah, they're like number 2 in the world. But they're kind of on the back 9-2.
Okay.
Croatia, everyone thinks they're good, and I'm a little bitter because they beat England in the semifinals of the World Cup last time. Mm-hmm. But I think they're kind of trash now, too. I think Canada could beat them, but I think they'll draw, so that's 1 point. Mm-hmm. And it'll come down to the last game, which will be against Morocco, who's probably the weakest team in the group. If Canada beats them and Croatia loses to Belgium, by a significant, it'll probably come down to goal difference, which gets a little complicated, but then I think Canada will come out second.
Hot dang.
So how many teams move forward?
2 from each group.
Mm.
And there's, I guess, 32 teams.
Eight
groups? Yeah. So 16, yeah.
All right.
Then they got a shot at making it out of there, and then they would probably play Germany or Spain. So it probably ends there.
That'd be fun.
Can I ask a question? Why are these things happening now when it does not get started till November?
Because then you have, like, you have to play friendly games. Like John Herdman was saying on TSN today, is like Canada doesn't play European teams. So now that they know they have
ever?
To play,
not really.
Very rarely. Like the last time they played was like 4 years ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now that they know they play Croatia and Belgium, who are going to be the tougher teams, Canada can go over to Europe, play teams of that kind of level.
Style.
And you kind of get used to what you have to do.
Hmm.
And then you just kind of prep for it and just get going from there. But it's the first time it's ever been in the winter. It's usually a summer event.
So yeah, because it's going to be playing on the...
It's be too late.
It's like playing on the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's in Qatar, yeah.
Yeah, so...
What time are these games starting at? Is it in the middle of the night?
It's like 3 a.m.
3 a.m. So 6 a.m.
So, gentlemen, there's the... Do you stay up or do you get up?
Depends which game.
3
a.m. you stay up.
You got to. I can't wake up from a dead sleep at 3. I'm like a
no,
psycho.
You're going to bed at 7:30 then.
Yeah,
what do I do? We're working on a morning
Tyler
show?
Yeah, who am I? Tyler Uremchuk?
Yeah, no kidding.
4 p.m. dinner, 7 o'clock bedtime.
That's his glass of milk.
Yeah. Warm glass of milk. So there you go. World Cup coverage here on Oilers Nation Radio, courtesy of Liam. Okay. Now it's time for hot and cold performers. Liam, get the buttons ready while I tell you about our friends at Manscaped. After lighting the lamp, hit the showers with this all-in-one skin and hair care kit that covers you from head to toe. Literally, Liam. Manscaped is trusted below the waist. Now trust them with the rest. Join 4 million men worldwide that trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping when you use the promo code ONRADIO. That's one word, though, so on radio. Got it? ONRADIO. Manscaped.com, 20% off, free shipping. Good, good, good. Excellent. Dan, starting with you. Your manscaped.com cold performer of the week.
My manscaped.com cold performer of the week is going to go to our record on nation vacations.
Oh, man. So we were talking about this before we got started. It's hurtful. Before we came home.
It's hurtful.
Go on, Dan.
It's pretty bad. Hurt I believe feelings. We've seen one win.
No, it's not. Well, you didn't come to Winnipeg, so two.
I haven't seen Winnipeg yet.
This is just on roadies, right?
So two, yeah.
In general. Every time we leave, we've seen two dubs.
Yeah.
And one cost us.
We haven't seen anything. We haven't seen a win in Vegas. We've seen one win in Calgary.
and that cost us.
A loss. Yeah. By all standards.
But it was also Leon's 50th.
Yep. So yeah, our record in nation vacation and nation road trips at 2 and whatever is my cold performer of the week.
Oh, that's cold.
That's so bad.
It's pretty bad.
Leon scored 50.
Yeah.
Leon scored 50 the night that Connor got hurt.
He would have tied. He would have tied Ovi with 51.
Yeah.
And he rifled one about 25 feet in the air. It was going for the net, and I think it was Giordano who knocked the.
The cheekiness
down.
That is Liam is that he's acknowledging an earlier joke.
Ah, yes.
Good for you, Liam.
Nice.
Thank you.
I like that. Oh, Leon did it first, did he? Hmm. Rick, your manscaped.com cold performer of the week.
You know what? I'm just going to go out and give it to the PA announcers over at the old Saddle Dome. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but I definitely brought it up more than once. We'd score a goal. And the announcement would be over the board. Like, I understand we're nowhere near the speakers. They're like 30 feet below us and stuff like that. So as I came, it is what it is. And then all of a sudden, and you know what? Calgary, it's every ounce of that place here is a stupid shit. So it is what it is. I get it. Just blow that place up and let's go to the new place.
Are you thrilled?
No.
I'm not.
Me either.
Liam, your manscaped.com cool form of the week.
This one's just coming down now, but Keith Yandel's streak might end tonight.
Healthy scratch?
Healthy scratch.
Ah.
989. They couldn't get him to 1,000 and then just be like, okay, what?
989.
So he sucks that bad now?
Under the weather, which.
He's with Philly still, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Philly's where?
Yeah.
Out?
They're like under the weather,
if,
too.
If Phil Kessel can
play him.
If Phil Kessel can come out for the first shift.
I did not like the Phil Kessel.
And then
thing.
Leave the ice.
How many games is Phil behind him? Do we know?
Isn't Phil at like 960?
Not sure.
He's within striking distance.
Dude, I don't know if. Like, that's. That's rude. You're Yager out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yager should come back and start a new streak.
Yeah, that is rude. You're out of the playoffs. You got no chance to make it. Just play the
and
guy
you're
fucking 5 minutes.
Healthy scratch your guy?
Yeah, could be worse. He could be suspended like Andrew Cogliano was. Never forget.
True.
What?
It's a very simple button for you. Mm-hmm. I like that. My manscaped.com cold performer of the week is if I could go the rest of my life without hearing the Saddle Dome goal horn again. I'd be happy. So I'm going to say Saddle Dome goal horn, cold form of the week.
I'm upset.
I was upset.
I thought Liam was going to play it there all of a sudden. he jumped to a button. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, or I could also do without hearing George Canyon again. But that's
he wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Who was that? We were all making fun of it.
Some lady.
Yeah.
We missed George Canyon.
I forgot we were making fun of it.
I heard he booked it off because we were coming.
He's got that big old bucket hat, though, you know? Okay, manscaped.com, hot performer of the week. Reversing the order. Liam, you're up first.
I'll just go Canada, John Herdman for making the World Cup.
Just Canada in general?
Yeah, just Canada.
Aww, you would give it to John Herdman for credit, wouldn't you?
Thank you for walking here, and please make me a citizen.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot.
When can you apply?
Years ago, I just haven't.
Oh, okay.
He's afraid.
I actually did a quiz when I went down to the Briar, thanks to a points bet on my girlfriend's phone, and it went not very well. It was a lot harder than you would think. They would ask you like really weird questions, but
yeah, is that how we're doing citizenships now?
I would not do well.
I wouldn't do well.
It was tough.
Is that how we're doing citizenship now? It's just a quiz on your phone?
Quiz, yeah.
It's a Facebook thing.
They would ask you like
it's BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, what happened? What?
Which prime minister are you? Just answer these 15 questions.
And they'd be like, what law was made during this war during this year?
Oh, come on. There's no way I would answer. There's no way I would
Of course
that.
They were talking about law number 306. Every Canadian knows that, Liam. Come on now.
But what was the sports section like? I bet you I could fly through the sports section.
No sports section.
Didn't ask what the national sport is?
It's
lacrosse.
Lacrosse. What was the summer and what was the winter? Wolfram thought she was going to catch me out. She was wrong.
Badminton. Mm. Both are badminton.
Rick, you are manscaped.com. Hop from of the week.
We're going south. We're going to Bakersfield. I don't know if you guys saw it two nights ago. Mr. Number 4, Dylan Hollywood Holloway. That little goal he pulled off, that little pop the puck over top of the defender like you're playing street hockey with your little brother. That goal was fantastic. The boy's on fire down there. I think it's about time to bring him on up here and give him a last little 10 games, 15 games of this and see what we have. But Dylan Holloway, he'll be the hot performer this week.
Pour it on!
I was saying that on my podcast yesterday, like, you can't convince me Holloway isn't better than someone that'll be playing tonight.
Yeah, but like all of a sudden you get run into the thing. If you put him on the fourth line, then you're playing 8 minutes. You got to try and find your game in the 8 minutes.
I'm saying stick him a Nuge on the third line.
No, and I get that.
Nuge and Puljujärvi. All of a sudden you got a hell of a third line.
No, I can't move Pools from one, but I think you can definitely make that third line better.
Nation Dan, your manscaped.com hop for the week.
This one's a pretty personal one. I had a pretty scary moment at Rogers Place before the LA Kings game with my wife. And I just want to give a huge shout out to the Rogers Place staff, the emergency medical team there, and the Edmonton Oilers as well, who did a phenomenal job, made what was, again, a really scary moment really just a lot easier for me and for my wife. So a huge shout out to the OEG and everybody involved around the game day presentation.
He's a hot guy!
My manscaped.com hot performer of the week is, I was surprised he was still left on the table. Our boy, yes. Ben Stelter. The Oilers are 3-0 when our boy Ben is in the building. And if that's not cause enough to make sure that he is at every single game, I don't know what else is.
And while we were recording this podcast, Beg Milk, I don't know if you saw this yet, but he just rang the bell for his last day of radiation.
That's amazing.
Cool. So perfect timing by you. Well done.
Yeah!
I will give Ben Stelter a little John. Lil Jon, yeah, one more.
Yeah!
Good for him. So undefeated while he's at Rogers Place.
Yeah.
I hope he's there again tonight because we need a big win.
He said he's going.
Let's go. 4-0. Ben, come on. We need you, buddy. And again, good for you. Get your last radiation in as well.
Ring that bell, young man.
Love that. Love that. Anything else on my list I need to check out? Nope. We wrapped it all up, boys. This is a long one. Tyler's not here, so we were allowed to run long because Liam lets us do it. Mm-hmm. So from all of us, I want to say thank you to DoorDash, Oodle Noodle, Cornerstone, Buster's Pizza, and Manscaped.com for making it all possible. Most importantly, all of you for listening and welcoming us into your lives. From all the boys here on the panel, Bag Milk here. Have a great weekend. Go Oilers.
Shout out Stelter Clan.
Thanks for listening to Oilers Nation Radio, delivered by DoorDash. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.